Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 68% of respondents say the election is a significant source of stress.
Oh, my God. What do I do?
Everything's
a thing.
Who
do I vote for? Will folks be social distancing? Do I wear, which mask do I wear today?
Neuropsychologist Dr. Judy Ho.
Ho?
Ho.
Ho.
That's a tough one.
Right. Ho-wee-o.
Is it middle name? Is it?
Her sister, Ima, had a very tough time in school.
Yeah, right. That's a tough one.
Right. Or her brother, Hugh. Hugh Ho.
Well, Dr. Ho suggests doing things to lower your stress.
I recommend everybody makes a joy list. And these can be really minor things, like taking a quick walk around the block, smelling a nice candle, maybe partaking in one of their favorite hobbies. It's amazing how even just a few minutes of relaxation and prompting positive emotions can go such a long way during this time.
Man, she fell through a trap door.
Smelling a candle?
I'm going to smell a candle.
You got to be a doctor to tell people that?
Right. Sniff a nice candle.
Smell a candle. First of all, I hate candles.
Smell this candle.
What? Oh,
Yankee candles gone.
Oh. Why?
Headache.
Well, when you smell them all at once in the store, yeah.
No, headache.
Yeah, but the worst, you smell a nice apple pie baking, you find out it's a candle.
First of all, they don't smell like, it smells like a plastic apple pie.
Oh, I like plastic apple pies.
No.
Okay.
Hey, what's the matter? You feeling stressed? Go smell that candle.
They should have pizza smelling candles.
The candle doesn't know when it's enough.
Right.
It doesn't automatically turn off. It just keeps going. And if you're in the room, it's like a, one of these like gas releases where you're like.
Like grandma?
Do you feel
dry? Right, wrong gas.
Right, like you could die of a slow gas leak and not know because it's a small ramping up of the gas. The candle, you're in the room, you don't know. So someone who walks in the room has been outside is like,
right.
I hate candles.
Candles.
I hate candles.
I know what to get you for Christmas now.
Yeah.
Amanda likes to mix and match the candles.
Like, oh.
This room will be toasted marshmallow. This room will
be a mistake.
The pine tree.
They don't stop at the door.
Right.
They blend.
Right. This one smells like grandpa in the bathroom.
That's the only time a candle is really good. It's when you let off a nuclear bomb.
Yep.
It's like, all right.
And you see it flare up. All of a sudden, the flame gets real thick for a while. Then it goes, down like an oil fire.
Also, you don't have to light them to get the smell sometimes.
That was a good one.
You ever like...
Yeah, you just take that lid off.
So we keep them in a bag or something. If, like, the lid is not on all the way, all of a sudden you open the bag, you're just like...
Yeah.
That's the one with the mulled wine.
It's a lot.
I've never used a candle as a coping mechanism, though.
These are fried chicken one. That'd be cool.
And they charge so much for these things.
They do.
That's stress in itself.
I know.
They do.
Well, you can get the little adapters. Make it look like a little lamp.
Yeah. Look up Yankee Candle.
Okay.
Just get a price. So they're the ones, right? And then now there are all these knockoffs.
Oh, my God.
People are like, you know what? If we put our scented candle right next to the Yankee Candle and put it in the same kind of glass and charge $3 less, we'll still make $1 zillion.
I have the one smell like candle.
It's worth $16.99 for the big one.
$16.99
for the big one, yes.
It's worse than that, though, Chaz. So, like, celebrities are getting in on this now. So it used to be like, oh, I'm going to put my name on, like, a wine bottle and we'll sell the wine. It's like Bret Michaels has a pumpkin spice candle out there now.
Oh, man.
This one smells like Bret Michaels.
Oh, wow. They go all the way up to, like, $30.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
What's the third one? Like champagne or something like the caviar? What?
The caviar.
The caviar one. It smells like fish in here.
Yeah.
Phew.
We had a cabinet years and years ago, and that's where we kept them all, and they had their glass tops on them.
Uh-huh.
But still, if you open that cabinet, it still smelled like you walked in the Yankee Candle shop.
Yeah. When the mice smell like your candle running through the house.
That's right. You are the nicest smelling. Is that pumpkin?
Right. I was going to kill you, but you smell really nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Febreze.
Oh, he's got a ton of flavor. I'm on the Bret Michaels website now. He's got gingerbread. He's got a cinnamon pumpkin spice candle.
Unskinny bop.
He's got Bret's.
Yeah, should be.
You're not far off, AJ.
Nothing but a good time.
He's got rose no thorns.
Bret's morning brew.
Oh. That's what's Bret's.
He's got the bandana banana.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I guess that's down below, right?
Wow.
I got your bandana banana.
All right, smelling a candle. So what'd you say? Go for a walk and smell a candle.
Smell
a
candle.
A doctor to tell us this?
No.
Go for a walk and smell a candle.
Really?
Do it at the same time.
Thanks, Doc.
At the same time.
$500.
Get hit by a bus. Walk and smelling a candle.
She literally said, wake up and smell the roses. That's
she
literally
did.
What
right.
she said.
Sounds
she
ridiculous.
Did.
Go for a walk. You know what? Put your phone down. Turn the news off.
Right.
Right? Easy.
Done.
Let's talk to Governor Lamont about the COVID phase rollback. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, Chaz. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling us on Election Day. So we spiked at 6-something, and then we went back to 2%. So does it make sense to roll back from phase 3 to phase 2?
Yeah, you can see it's trending up. It's going to be erratic. You're right. We had one spike, and everybody got nervous, and we went back down a little bit. But you can see over the last couple months, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, coming down into New York. You see what's going on in the upper Midwest. We've seen this movie before. We want to be ahead of the curve.
Phase 2.1, what does that mean? Is it phase 2 or a little different?
It's a little different in the sense that we're doing everything we can to keep our economy open. We want to keep our restaurants open. We found after 9:30 at night, a lot we're turning into bars, so we're stricter on that. No serving after 9:30. By the same token, hair, nail, and the personal services places, we find very few infections coming out of there, so we keep them at 75% capacity.
So restaurants need to be closed by 9:30?
That's right, except for takeout.
Okay, and then there's this voluntary curfew-like thing, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. for people. Have we been finding that people are gathering after 10 o'clock outside in November, late October?
Well, I don't know about outside so much, but there's certainly been some late-night stuff going on. And so it's just a guidance. It's not anything more than that, but if you can stay close to home, especially in the evening, do so.
Gotcha.
All right. And that's not a mandatory curfew.
No.
That's a request.
No.
We're asking
them
to do that.
Help suggest.
Yeah, I don't think that's mandatory stuff. That's tough in this country.
That's true.
Yes.
Our boss was worried because next week we're putting AJ in a box in East Haven to raise money for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus toy drive. And we thought that might interfere with that because AJ's going to be in this box for 24 hours. So we don't have to roll him in at 10 p.m. So he's fine.
I think you're fine, AJ.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Good. Define fine.
All right. Let's talk about Election Day. Do you have any concerns, thoughts, messages to the voters?
I hope there's a clear-cut winner. I don't want a lot of disputes out there. But what really makes me happy, even though, look, I'm an anti-COVID warrior and I want people to stay close to home, secretly I'm really pleased that people are out there voting. I love the fact that people still realize their vote matters. It can make a big difference. And from what I hear, people are 6 feet apart and wearing the mask. So I really respect that.
If we have any kind of a recount or close election in Connecticut, which one do you think it'll be?
If we have a close recount, which one do I think it'll be?
Yeah, which race are you looking at thinking, wow, this might be close. It might take until tomorrow or the next day to kind of figure out.
Oh, I'm down here in Greenwich. I bet a couple of these races are very close. State Senate, House, maybe up there in Northeast Connecticut, you'll see some very close races. My hope is for the presidential that it's not that close. I'd like to see a clear-cut winner. I think that'd be good for the country.
I saw a poll recently, and, you know, polls are whatever. Rosa and Margaret Stryker are a dead heat. Do you believe that poll?
I don't. I think you're going to find that people know Rosa pretty well. And
we have a bad cell connection with you.
Yeah. It's been hopscotch.
Governor, are you there? We have a bad cell connection.
Are you still?
We kind of have you. Hello? Governor?
Check your Wi-Fi.
Check your Wi-Fi. Oh, sure, that comes through. Check your Wi-Fi.
I think our Wi-Fi's okay.
We're good.
Are you in the governor's mansion?
No, I'm down here.
You just said you're in Greenwich. All right, that's right. Will you be watching from home tonight?
I'm going to be up in Hartford, that's for sure. And I'll be watching like a cat. Are you kidding?
Yeah, 2 years
I'm
ago.
I'm glad with the finish line.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Yep.
2 years ago, how are you feeling at this point in the day?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling that we were making such progress.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I was, locked in the middle of a political campaign on my own. So I think right. I was paying pretty close attention to it.
Yeah.
I went to bed and I slept like a baby on election night. And Annie woke up every hour checking on numbers. And we woke up and all of a sudden my cousin was sent packing and the state police came in and said, we're taking over.
Wow.
I've had that for different reasons, though. State police also showed up, so we're taking over. Okay.
I know we need some more cell towers in Greenwich. Yeah, that's my takeaway from this call.
Right.
All right. I had a couple more questions for you, but the signal is tough. But, Governor, thanks for checking in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, sorry about the bad signal, guys. I'll do better next time.
Oh, no, that's
take
okay.
Care.
See, now you sound fine.
Right.
Where are you standing now?
On a cell tower.
I'm standing right underneath the cell tower.
Oh, very
perfect.
And here are my feet on the table in my kitchen, so it's I haven't moved.
All right, it's working. It's working.
All right, well, thank you for coming on, Governor. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Vote safely.
Yep.
I was going to invite him to our toy drive, which hasn't been announced yet, but we're going to be doing it in kind of a different way.
Yes.
I was going to ask him about scented candles.
Yeah, how's he feel about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling he may be governor of the state, but not governor of his house.
No, the governess has that one. Right. That's her. You know,
and then I was going to ask him about a song that really annoys the crap out of him for the AJ in the Box song.
Right.
Oh,
what a shame. Missed that one.
Well, we'll try to check in with him tomorrow. So he was in his house. He told us to check the Wi-Fi. Isn't he a Wi-Fi guy?
Yes. Cable. Yeah.
Apparently.
That house is so big. He's probably like in a bunker in a basement.
In the East Wing somewhere. Yeah.
Right. Right. Let's check in now with West Haven. Raven Ryan is out there.
Who are you voting for today?
Trump.
And what's the biggest issue for you?
Biggest issue for me? Taxes.
Hey, can you say one nice thing about Joe Biden? Can you say one nice thing about Joe Biden?
No. Can't think of one thing nice to say about him. 47 years. What has he done for Black and Puerto Ricans? Nada.
What's the most important issue in the election for you?
COVID and the economy.
And what are you looking for? What are you looking for in the candidates?
Honesty, reality, and fairness to all ethnicity.
And why do you think it's important to come to the polls and vote?
Because your vote counts. It matters. If you don't vote, then you don't have a say.
Who are you voting for today?
Biden.
What's the biggest issue for you?
I'm a healthcare worker, and yes, Trump didn't give us any healthcare workers any equipment to work with, okay? And taxes, okay?
I like how she said, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody has their reasons. They're all good.
Yep.
Yep.
To them.
Now let's check in with Ryan live. Which West Haven poll are you at?
Yeah, so Chaz, I'm here at the Forest School. It's actually not as busy because I think there are a lot of polling places in West Haven, but it's running pretty smoothly. There's about a line of 25 people, but they're running really well here.
Yeah, I feel like there was a surge at 6,
yeah.
And now it's died down.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people start to come out, like right when it opens. They want to be the first ones in. They want to head off to work. And
get it done.
I think it's going to slow down throughout the day.
Yeah.
That works.
Based on what was happening 2 hours ago, I thought, wow, this is going to be overwhelming. They're going to run out of ballots, but it sounds like it's leveled off.
Mess all day.
All right, anything else you want to tell us about there?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the 3rd Congressional District race that you mentioned with the governor, with Margaret Stryker against Rose DeLauro. We are here in the 3rd Congressional District, and I think, I mean, you do look at some polls, and they are close, but I think Rose DeLauro, she's going to win handedly. I mean, she's been here for so long. People know her. Margaret Stryker is, though, she's spending a lot of money. I mean, over $1 million on that race. I don't know if it's going to be well spent, but, you know, I'll be watching it. And also, I wanted to mention that you were talking about the referendum with the town manager. I just talked with a gentleman, and he says he's not in favor of it because if you got rid of the mayor, you don't get to elect the person that's in charge of the city, and that doesn't make any sense to him.
Right. Right. All right. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Raving Ryan.
You sure he's 18?
Yeah, he's great.
So he's 43.
Right. No, he sounds like an 18-year-old with a 43-year-old brain.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought AJ was going to tease him for flubbling a little bit there.
Nah. I know how the pain feels.
Right. It also comes back at you as a boomerang.
Right.
You used to make fun of someone flubbling. It happens to you.
Your tongue is
fluffy
thick.
What are you looking for in the...
He was just trying to find the words.
Yakker and Naugatuck.
Yes, sir. How are you today? I just had a Joe Biden sighting. I actually had the pleasure of stopping with him, and he said he was taking a taxi back to the Democratic Convention, and I was kind of thrown back. I said, hey, Joe, if you're taking a taxi back, how come the top of the taxi says Domino's Pizza?
He's doing shtick.
He's
I
doing
love
shtick.
This.
Right, 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 right.
Yakker and Naugatuck.
He's doing 30 minutes
Biden
less.
Signing. Anything else that you saw?
No. He just said, nice talking to you, Hacker. And, you know, right. Vote for Trump and everything will be fine.
Gotcha. Right. Hmm. That was him, all right.
Very
appreciate
good.
Appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
Back at you.
And have a great day.
Yakker and Naugatuck with a Joe Biden sighting.
The Yakker Report.
Thank you, Yakker.
Yakker.
All right, sounds like it's slowing down. Very good. All right. Get out and vote today.
Yep, you have to do it.
Yep, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
All right, the other thing we need to do is figure out what song AJ should be tortured with.
Ooh, that's fun.
AJ in a box a week from Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay.
Dave in Fairfield.
Hey, it used to be Dave in Bridgeport, Chaz. How you doing?
Why you moved?
Good morning, brother.
I just moved to Fairfield.
Wow, look at
you. I waited an hour and a half at the wrong district, so now I got to go stand in another line.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And on top of it, AJ, they're selling Girl Scout cookies here, too.
I knew it. They do. They're like roaches. They just form someplace.
They're not roaches.
They're like roaches.
Children.
They show up and just annoy. You turn the light on, all of a sudden there's a bunch of Girl Scouts running around with cookies.
But I'm making sure my vote counts.
All right, very good. Thank you for that report.
I think Girl Scout cookies would make your wait more enjoyable.
That'll help, though. Well, yeah, for a price. They're not going to give them to you for free.
Right. No, but that's good. This would be the year if you're going to wait in line for an hour.
Yeah, I'm good.
How about some snacks?
Right.
Right.
I have a donut in my pocket.
Steve in Norwalk, you have a song for AJ?
Oh, yeah. We need to do I'm Henry VIII by Hermits to Hermits.
You know, I mean, Hermits, Hermits?
Second, that is
first,
so catchy.
Same as the first.
Right.
I'm Henry VIII, I am.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married
seven times before.
What's Tevin Times?
Everyone loves Henry.
Was it sung by Mike Tyson or Tevin Times? Tevin Times before.
Oh, I love this.
This was used in the movie Ghost.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Henry VIII, I am.
Oh, so good.
This is another hyper-repetitive one. It's less than 2 minutes long, this whole song.
Right. I like this song.
And all right.
Sure you do.
Doesn't matter.
I love it.
You won't when we're done with it.
If you guys sing it, definitely.
Second verse, same as the first.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times.
Worst vocals ever.
I never think to be a good singer.
Henry. And you proved it. Well, still early yet.
What we'll do is we'll all sing to it,
right.
Screw it up, and then that's the song we replay.
Right. We need to find those fake ears that have, like, plugs in them.
Yeah.
For a short period of time, my cousin actually played guitar.
It's the lamest guitar lead ever.
I know. Yeah. Still better than Neil Young.
Sounds like
though.
He's playing a puke.
Still better than Neil Young Cinnamon Girl solo. I feel like surfing right now. It's like a surfing tune, you know?
It almost sounds like a
reminds
California.
Me of like the warm weather and wearing jams and palm
sounds
trees.
Sounds like Dick Dale without the talent.
Exactly right. Different kind of Dick, yes.
He makes a two-syllable name, three syllables.
N-R-A-Y.
N-R-A-Y. N-R-A-Y. You'll kill yourself.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. I had to live through Mason Ramsey. I've been fortified. I sat through Baby Shark.
We will break you down.
I sat through Baby Shark. You can't break me.
N-R-A.
No, sir. All right, it's getting a little annoying.
I'm already going nuts.
It's getting a little annoying. It's not bad the first two times, but you can throw three
that
or four
times.
That was
one and a half, not even a half.
Yeah,
it's one and a quarter.
That's not good.
That was 3 minutes.
Felt longer.
All right,
it did.
So what's the math on that? How long is it?
It's a minute 51, according to this YouTube video, but I could probably make it a minute 48.
All right, then how many times would that play in
let's see.
An hour?
I'm going to say it's 1,015 times.
So like 30 times. Like close
in 1 hour?
So no, I mean for the whole 24 hours.
Right? So it's like 2 minutes, 60 minutes. So somewhere around 32.
I was told to be no math right? in this job.
Times
so I took
24
it.
Hours. So you'll hear it 768-ish times.
That's oof. Fun.
That's fun.
For us.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys, don't forget, when I'm on the air with you guys, you're going to hear the eighth, I am,
I am. Sorry, I can't hear you.
What? She's been married 7 times before. I mean, the first time these tailors a drive-by.
Henry!
That's it! I like the
what
participation.
What does he say there? The second one?
No idea.
No Sam.
Oh.
No Sam.
She right. doesn't want a Willie or a Sam. No
right.
Sam.
No Sam. Right.
She wants a Willie.
Yeah, trust me.
Trust me.
Yeah.
She wants Henry.
She
Willie.
Wants a
they
Willie.
Won. Yes, they want.
Everyone was an Henry. Henry! She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. No Sam. I'm a rake. No Sam.
She didn't want right, a Willie or a sex?
Sam.
Sam.
She didn't want Willie or a sex.
Right.
She didn't want a Willie or a sex.
Wouldn't have.
Oh.
Where's Aura?
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
Is it oral?
No, Sam.
I'm the eighth old man. I'm in the ring.
Oh, it's already eight. In the
sand. I know, he's singing.
You know what I should do is, after a while, I should do all my breaks like this. And start talking like him. All right, sorry, Jay. All right, Jay.
This sounds like a good candidate for a parody song, too.
Yep. I am in the box, it's AJ. AJ in the box, I am.
Oh, I love it!
AJ in the box, I am. AJ in the box, I am, I am. I'm sitting here for 24 hours. I need a shower.
AJ! AJ!
Gonna kill myself, this song it sucks. AJ in the box, I am.
Second hour, same as the first.
Oh, boy, that's a strong, strong contender.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The song's in the lead right now.
I am Henry the Eighth. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry. Henry!
I don't know what you said there.
No idea either.
I like that you can do the voice.
I think they spell it, don't they? H-N-R-Y?
At the end.
Oh. Same as the first. I'm
Henry the Eighth. AJ's gonna bash his head on the window.
Doesn't rhyme at all, you jerk.
Yeah, AJ's gonna be in a box. AJ in a box.
Yep.
A week from Thursday.
Yep.
24 hours. He'll have to listen to one song on a constant loop.
Over and over again. You want to go to the bathroom.
We're going to hit the text messages.
On.
We're going to hit the phones. Lots of suggestions coming in first. It is election day. And let's check in with Raven Ryan. In West
who
Taylor.
Are you voting for today?
I am voting for Joe Biden for president and Kamala Harris for vice president.
And why are you voting for them?
because I feel like based off of what's been going on with the pandemic and also based on their views and different opinions, I feel like they would be a great candidate to represent our country.
And why did you come out to the polls today instead of doing an absentee ballot?
So for my situation, I'm actually a UConn student. So I just thought it would be a good idea just to come home for a couple of days and be able to just vote out here for the polls. I didn't really want to do an absentee ballot.
UConn student?
Not only did I not have a lot of information.
What? UConn student.
I thought he said you consonant. I'm like, what does that mean?
Right. It's a consonant.
What does that mean?
So I just thought it would be a good idea just to come home for a couple of days and be able to just vote out here for the polls. I didn't really want to do an absentee ballot because did I not have a lot of information on it, but I just felt like coming home and just doing the polls would be a better option for me.
Who are you voting for today?
Biden.
And why?
Because I don't like the decisiveness that Trump has brought to the
divisiveness.
The United States.
Divisiveness,
not
yes.
Decisiveness. Yes. But I know what she means.
That happened before him.
All
okay,
right, go ahead.
Us to the United States.
And what do you think the biggest issue of the election is?
There's so many issues. There's just too many to count.
I
would say getting the coronavirus under control.
And everything.
Giving equality to everyone. I feel like we've taken a step backwards instead of a step forward.
Who are you voting for today?
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Wow.
And why are you
Biden
voting for them?
West Haven.
I am voting for them to bring integrity, civility, a calmness back to this country.
And she thinks it's hot.
Why did you come out to the polls today?
To vote. I vote in every election.
Since 1918.
I love her voice.
Right?
Mm. Get the Katharine Hepburn thing going on, that shaky thing.
Yeah. She should read some kind of a, like, you know.
Scary story.
Voiceover right. On America.
50 Shades of Grey.
I vote in every election.
It was then he took me to the
Since
room.
1776.
There were chains on the walls.
I've got corns on my feet from walking and back and forth to the polls.
Sounds like I'm tap dancing.
I vote in every election.
Both hills, up and down.
You know what it sounds like? And that, if you listen to that clip, it sounds like she didn't take AJ's advice to go to the bathroom
just
before
to pee.
He went. Yep. Yeah, listen.
To vote. I vote in every election.
She's in pain.
She's doing the pee-pee dance. It was like a line dance. It was a line dance came from, actually.
Every election.
Play Achy Breaky Heart, watch them.
She should redo that Bob Dylan thing from the Super Bowl. Is there anything more American than America?
Hey. Any more American, man? Hey.
We're not making fun of her. We're celebrating her.
I thought I was. What was it?
Raving Ryan in West Haven. Is it busy? Moving good? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's busy. It's kind of remained the same. I mean, it's moving along pretty nicely. They've got like two different lines, and one of them is very long, and one of them's like very short because they're like different districts. So that's kind of odd. But one thing that I have to note is I've been asking people about the referendum to replace the mayor with the city manager. Many people don't know this is happening. And then I asked one person as they were coming out. They said they just left it blank because they didn't know what to do. So
that was the mayor.
I don't know what the city of West Haven did to try to educate people, but they didn't do a good job, obviously.
This is what happened.
Preposterous.
This is why when I was listening to all these commercials, get out and vote. I'm thinking, if you don't know to go vote, don't go vote.
Right. You have to be told to vote.
Yeah, if you have to be told how to vote, what to do.
At this point in life.
It's not that complicated.
Yeah, just stay home.
All right. Interesting. I want you to add two questions to your list of questions. One would be, do you know any lyrics to the Henry VIII I Am song?
Hermits, Hermits.
Yeah.
So you know which one.
And then ask, what's the worst song to play on repeat?
All right, will do.
All right, thank you. Raving Ryan.
You can hear the confusion in his voice. Like, why am I asking this?
I'm a straight reporter.
I'm a political person.
Yeah. Right.
What?
Eh?
This is a serious job.
This is, like, really messed up.
This is a mockery. Mockery!
Mockery! And all these questions are mockery. Mockery! Mockery. Mockery.
Cuffy, you got a song for AJ?
Yes, I do. It's called You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry by a group called the Caravels. I believe it was early 60s. Very short song.
Do you know that song, AJ?
Wouldn't know if I fell over it.
Yeah, me neither.
I can give you one line of it if you'd like.
No, okay. Please don't.
Go ahead.
But just imagine it's girls with a high-pitched voice. You don't have to be a baby to cry.
And you listen to this because...
And that will drive you nuts.
All right. Hold on. We have it.
Ooh, that's a good suggestion.
Keep in mind, in East Haven, you play us, there might be a drive-by.
This is fantastic.
Because this will be playing throughout the area. It's plexiglass, not bulletproof glass.
Wow.
I go for Herman's so
I
far.
I honestly didn't think we'd find one better than Henry VIII.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure something will happen to this recording. It may suddenly burst into flame.
I think it'll be fine.
Oh, no, I guarantee it will not be. I guarantee. Suddenly that little MP3 player will be, I don't know, just appeared like on 95 somehow.
What's the point of all this then?
I don't know. Fine. Put it in the ring.
You know, if you hear a song for 30 seconds and you start getting mad and saying there's going to be shots fired and MP3 players thrown, I think we're on to a good song.
That puts you onto the running, yeah. I got to keep my mouth shut. I love this song. I want to hear more of it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We're trying to figure out what's a song that will make AJ go nuts. Nuts!
Nuts! Actually, any song you play over and over again will make it go nuts.
That is a good point.
And any song.
That's why I like the short ones.
Right, because they play more.
The really long ones. Was like, when's the song going to end?
Henry VIII, I Am, that other stupid song.
You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry by the Caravels, 1963.
Right. And then, I was a year old when that song came out.
What?
I was a year old when that song came out. So technically, I was a baby. I could cry.
You don't have to be a baby to cry again, though, AJ.
All right.
I mean, you cry.
Maybe you could cry in a box.
Shut up!
All right, what do you got from the text?
We have 107 text messages.
Like, all right, read them all.
I can't possibly get to them all.
This, much like a presidential election, will not be settled today.
No, it will not.
Yeah.
No, it will not.
All by myself is a good one.
Eric Carmen, yeah.
Did Joe Linta suggest that yesterday?
He suggested Alone Again.
Alone Again.
Yeah, by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
All right.
That's this one.
Ah! What is with that high-pitched noise?
What is she talking about?
There's none over here. Someone blew a dog whistle again?
It's her brain.
I'm serious. Does no one else hear that?
Well, we know what song we're playing if Ashley ever goes in the box.
Hold on. I wonder, what is up? We play that song.
It's just her.
She can't wear her headphones.
I know.
What are you hearing?
It is an incredibly...
It's instant. It's unreal.
Wow.
Can we those $1.99 headphones?
I wonder if this is a thing. I wonder if people with certain hearing ranges or whatever...
Like the melon heads.
It hurts. It's an incredibly high-pitched sound.
Are
like
you part
screech
melon head,
in the
chance?
Back. I hear the music,
Hold
but
on. I wonder if it's your headphones. I'm going to come over and use them. Do you mind?
No, of course not.
Right. You have an ear sweat on your head now, of course.
Actually, there is a comment on this YouTube video. Am I the only one who hears the super high-pitched noise?
I'm telling you, someone blew a dog whistle.
All right, try it. No. It's fine.
It's not fine. Yep.
It's her hearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Oh, this is a thing.
Somewhere it's a guy with a whistle going.
Right? What did you say? Nothing about you, Ashley.
Of course not.
No. Do you feel like your head tilting every now and then when they blow the whistle?
Oh, this is, we have to have her hearing tested.
There is someone who commented on this song on the YouTube page. Am I the only one that hears the super high-pitched sound?
Was it Ashley?
I hear it.
Oh, it's there's not. Something about this.
Right.
It's painful.
This is great.
Ah, if only AJ heard it. This would be the...
Now we can say anything we want about Ashley.
That's right. I can even crank it up. I got it cranked up.
She's in my room, so I'll have to be quiet, but you two can say anything you want about her when you're playing this song.
This is awesome.
I'm telling you,
definitely
so a dog
whistle. Definitely
she
dog
can't
whistle.
Wear the headphones.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
What a delightful little turn of events.
Play the song again.
Delightful. Yeah, it's very delightful.
So those bangs were annoying, aren't they?
She has to pull her headphones right off.
She does, immediately.
I'm sweating.
Wow.
I think I remember from yesterday, once it gets past the introduction,
the costume choice is also.
Wow.
Once it got past what?
Once it got past the intro of the song, it's fine.
It's like shock collar head trivia.
Phil loves hitting it.
It's great.
I'm sorry, I cannot even help myself. This is so awesome. Great.
Can you put it halfway through?
Yeah, so this is like a minute 49 into the song.
No.
Wow.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is good.
It's not fantastic.
Wow. This is good.
All right. Rui's wife, Karen, is texting in It's a Small World.
Right.
A number of people.
Oh, wait, nobody likes this song. Even Disney hated it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, they
did. If you're ever trapped in any line or anywhere near this ride, you do want to just start punting children.
No, it's in Fantasyland. That's the best part of the Magic Kingdom. Right across from, like, Peter Pan's flight. Oh,
it's sad you actually know all this.
Yes.
It's really sad.
Yeah, this is kids happy, parents wanting to hang themselves.
Yes, it is. Right. Matter of fact, when you go to hell, this was playing in the elevator.
Hold on, AJ. It's going to loop. It's going to loop over.
Yeah.
It goes into different languages.
I know.
Yes, they're saying, burn the house down.
You.
Now they're saying, take the knife and kill. Right.
You get in the elevator at hell.
Exactly.
You press the button. It goes down a half a floor and stops.
Exactly. This is playing.
And this song's playing.
Right.
And you're trapped in this.
Right.
For eternity.
And there's a sweaty person in front of you.
Who farts.
Right. Exactly. They want to go there, but thank you.
It is fun to go on this ride and search for the one animatronic doll with, like,
that doesn't work right.
A movement issue.
Now,
this
part fun about this.
This part is saying, this part is saying, I am the Black Sabbath Hell Child.
Oh, boy, we have another contender, another strong contender. Let's check in with President Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, Chats and JJ. It's the big day, guys.
Very, very exciting.
It's finally here, and I'm not talking about the return of the McRib sandwich at McDonald's.
AJ's excited about that.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah. I am very excited.
Me too.
President Trump re-election day. That's what I like to call it. And what a celebration it's going to be. You know, I tell you, I haven't been this excited since I had my doctors at Walter Reed slip some Cialis in with my remdesivir. Huge excitement.
Nice.
Very exciting, bad visual.
Thank God for the podium.
Well, that's not all, guys. I have an exclusive for your show. I thought I'd save it for your show right now.
Thank you.
Right now, with Chaz and AJ, I'm calling the election, okay? I'm calling it for me. The polls have just been open for a little while. I'm declaring victory
landslide
on your show right now. Let's just save the time. I won. It's all over. I'm calling it. You can't stop me. And that's okay. That's okay. I will tell you, I was going to call it at 6 a.m., but I decided to wait to talk to you since you're such great supporters and you love our country so much. Well, that and you promised me a Chaz and AJ coffee mug and T-shirt.
Right. So you're calling the election now for you. However, you want your supporters to continue to go out to vote.
Just to be safe.
Right.
Yes, right. Okay. Just in case.
Just to make it even a more huger event.
Right. Exactly. A bigger landslide.
Right.
Let's just make it big. Bigly big.
You've been on fire lately, visiting all those states, doing all those rallies.
You know, I got to be honest, it was so invigorating being out there with all the people. We were in Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, everywhere. I'll tell you, it was just so great to see so many smiling, toothless, fatter than a water buffalo-sized MAGA people out there in those places. And it was nice to see the guys out there, too. No, we did 10 states in, 2 days? 2 days, held 5 rallies a day, and what did Sleepy Joe do? He held a banana and thought it was a telephone. I mean, Joe did 3 rallies in front of 20 cars at some abandoned flea market parking lot. I think it was very sad.
You've been saying that the ballot should be counted, or no ballot should be counted after Election Day.
That's right, you know, because that's bad. That's bad. You don't count ballots after Election Day for the same reason you don't drink milk after the expiration date. You know, because it's wrong, and it can cause horrible diarrhea.
Oh, see? You don't want that.
We were playing a clip an hour ago of folks chanting, "Fire Dr. Fauci," at one of your rallies.
Oh, that was great. I loved hearing them say that. You know why they're saying that, right?
Why?
Because he was saying we're in for a world of hurt. He was saying we're in, he's just, he's making everybody, he's just a buzzkill. Fauci is a total, total buzzkill.
Sometimes those facts can be a real downer.
It's buzzkill and telling, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fauci.
You know what? It's just typical Tiny Tony for you. You know, just going around scaring people. He's like a circus pint-sized angel of death. And I'll tell you, it's just hard to believe that something so small like him could cause so much fear. He's like a little pimple that suddenly showed up on America's genitals. It's really sad.
Scary.
I'm told we are going to conference in our next guest, and it's Vice President.
I was told this was just a one-on-one interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, former Vice President and Democratic nominee for President, Joe Biden.
Hey, pal, it's me, Jill, or Joe, Jill's wife, the husband. I'm ready to go to work on Capitol Hill as your next senator. President, look, man, what I'm trying to say is I'm the guy running on the Kamala Harris ticket, you know.
Right, right. Well, nice of you to make time for us today.
Well, Sleepy Joe. Look, folks, here's the deal. You got to make your choice. You got to vet, you know, you got to, you know the thing.
Vote thing, right.
Vote.
Vote as if your life depends undergarments on it. There's a lot on the line, man. The Democratic come on, help me out here. You know the thing. Sleepy Joe, you can't just assume that people don't know what you're saying. Have you heard yourself talk lately? And by the way, it was institutions. I'm just calling in. Thanks a lot, pal. I'm just calling into your show to remind myself to make sure that I tell you that I need to get out and vote. Is it too late to mail it in? Oh, my God. Would it be easier if he just conceded right now? Now, there you go again, Don. Just not being serious about anything. You aren't serious about health care, about tax relief for the middle class, and you sure as heck aren't serious about coronavirus. You're calling doctors profiteers of COVID. You're politicizing everything right in the middle of a Panda Express.
I think you mean pandemic.
No, I'm not anemic. My red blood cell count.
All right, let's get our final pitch to voters here. Mr. Biden, you go first.
This was your producer's decision?
Yeah.
Man, you got to ask yourself one question. Am I better off than I was 4 years from now?
4 years ago, you mean?
No, 4 years ago. Hillary was running, not me. You got the wrong. Yeah, that's wrong, pal.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's correcting us.
You're right. Sorry.
Information. Well, look at that.
President Trump, final words?
Well, I just want to let all the environmental folks know, because I care about the environment so much. When the election is over, I will be donating all the things my campaign didn't use, like face masks. I don't even think we used one. But in closing, I want you to remember these key points of my campaign. Biden sucks. Fauci sucks. Lady Gaga sucks. The stock market is amazing. We've rounded the corner with coronavirus, and everyone is lying to you except President Trump.
All right. Well, thank you, and good luck today.
Good luck.
All right. Stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm ready to start the interview.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Vice President.
Any question you want to ask, go ahead. Fire away, man.
We're good. Thank you very much.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Time for milk and cookies, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Milk and cookies.
I'm sick of scrolling through Instagram and seeing little memes. Go vote.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Like, you're doing us a big service by posting, go vote.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You did your duty.
Yes.
Go vote.
I got a funny picture of a dog peeing on one of the
campaign
signs.
If you don't know to vote today, then stay home.
Exactly.
Don't go vote.
What day is it? I don't know.
Go vote.
Hey.
Oh, I just saw that on our Instagram.
Whoopsie.
Oopsie. I mean, it's very cool that folks are doing that.
Nothing to see here.
I just
nothing to see
scrolled
here.
Scrolled upon 95.9 The Fox. Go vote.
Oh.
Was it 4 years ago that, like, hot girls were putting that I voted sticker in weird spots?
No, it was just, it was the ramp up to this one that was happening.
Right. It wasn't recent. Was
yes.
it happening again?
Oh, Ashley, you need to start watching the right sites. Yes, they were putting them on their
on
their ballot boxes.
Yes, in their hair, in a hoe.
Only a few hoes, actually.
Mm.
Mostly hands. A couple of
yeah. oh, look, somebody's going to win, and we're all screwed. So there you go.
Right. No matter what happens, just be human.
I would like Trump to win, and really the driving force, because I already know I've been doing this long enough that I know whoever we get, we're going to get screwed. We're going to pay more, and then we're going to be able to do less, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But I just want to see the folks who say, I'm going to leave the country if he doesn't, you know, if Trump wins. Like, I want to see their heads explode.
I want to see them leave, actually. I want to see video footage.
It'll bring me great joy to see people on television crying and heads exploding.
Right.
And people leaving the country.
Exactly. Right. Right. Springsteen had Australia. Somebody else in Australia also. Right. Was it Jeff Goldblum, I think it was?
Someone. No, nobody cares about him.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Jurassic Park.
Springsteen, yes, but Jeff Goldblum.
No, but it's just, if I don't win, I'm not playing.
Right. I'm going to leave. Right?
Hey.
Hasta la vista, baby.
There are winners, there are losers. That's called democracy. You don't get it your way all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Champagne ass.
Stop crying.
Yes.
What was that crying song we had?
Oh, no.
You don't have to be a baby to cry?
No. We were having fun with Henry VIII.
No.
No.
See, now, this would have been good like 4 years ago as everyone was imploding on television.
Yeah, like a montage.
And people were crying and going into hysteria. Like this song is just
TVs.
A montage of the video of people melting down.
Right, bringing their television sets.
But look, we love and respect all opinions. And
that's
what this is all about, people.
We do.
I get to have an opinion. You get to have an opinion. And then we go to the ballot box, you know?
Like a-holes, and we are too.
We're all a-holes.
Exactly, damn it.
We're just different a-holes.
Some of us are deeper.
Phil's writing something down. Yeah, okay. Hear you Friday. Johnny Rocket.
Hello.
Apparently, Rocket. Sorry, everyone. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Rocket didn't fire.
I had a couple songs for AJ in the box.
Oh.
One is Dominic the Donkey.
Oh.
Figured since it's almost Christmas.
That's true. It's good thinking.
It's a pretty funny song. It's mainly about
reindeer.
It.
Yeah, we've heard the song before.
Ring a ring, ting a ting. It's time.
It's not new.
The donkey.
Yes.
Jing a ding.
Yeah. And the other song is Tiny.
Yeah.
Tiptoe to the Tools by Tiny Tim, right?
Gets mentioned a lot. Gets mentioned a lot.
The other song is Tiny Minotaur.
Oh, Tiny Minotaur? What the hell is that?
That was a
curveball. Yeah, play that song. Yeah,
didn't hear that one.
Tiny Minotaur.
What's a Tiny Minotaur?
What is Tiny Minotaur?
It's about a guy telling a kid how to kill a very, very tiny minotaur.
What's a minotaur?
With a jar of tartar.
Is it mini minotaur? I can't even say.
No, tiny minotaur.
I guess the opposite of maxitar.
I can't find.
Maxitar, maybe.
I can find mini minotaur.
Oh. Then there's a minotaur with wings.
Yeah, try that. Maybe that's it.
Wow, I've never heard of this one.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, I'll tell you what. We've been doing this for, I think, 3 years now. I've never heard this song.
Never.
Oh, he likes it too much. He's headbanging.
You know, you gotta listen to the whole thing. He thinks that maybe it's a baby hugging maybe
or a tiny minotaur. Yeah, he loves
I'm
it.
Digging it.
Normally, I would say this would be great because AJ will grow tired of it, then it becomes crazy.
This is my wheelhouse.
That would be assuming AJ has a normal brain.
Exactly. We all know it's impossible.
Keep in mind, I've been working with him for almost 25 years, and every morning I come in and ask him to do the same things, and he acts like he's surprised. It's like working with a fish. Every 5 seconds, he wakes up and like, what?
I love you, too.
Where am I?
I love you, too. Am I not here?
No, that's what makes you AJ.
Okay.
All right.
Not sure if I was insulting or not.
Oh, boy. It's time for
That's a compliment.
News. It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Wait, was that me? Was that for me? Britney Spears says she's fine and the happiest she's ever been. Remember that weirdo video she posted
at the
last
beach?
Week?
Her in the bathing suit.
She was in the bathing suit.
At her home.
And talking about going to the beach.
Yeah, in a baby voice.
Right.
But then
she talks.
She said, I'm going to the hot tub.
Yeah,
it's like, wait, you're just telling us how to go to the beach and be happy.
Then she stomped off to the hot tub. Yeah.
Suntan lotion, suntan oil, a dog, a hat. Now I'm going to my jacuzzi.
He does that girl voice so well.
Kind of makes you wonder the weekends, huh?
All right, and then so now she wanted to post a video letting us know she's fine.
Oh, good.
Hi, so I know that there have been a lot of comments and a lot of people saying a lot of different things about me, but I just want to let you guys know that I am fine. I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm sending all of you guys a lot of prayers, wishes, and a lot of love.
Why would we need the prayers?
You smell gas in the house right now?
Yeah.
And I'm going to smash.
She does sound like she's... You know, there's a helium leak.
Exactly.
And like she's in a rush. Why is she talking so quickly?
Because it's poop.
I think that every time I hear AJ do a commercial, I'm like, where the hell are you going? Like, we're here until 10?
Am I not right here?
What?
Nothing.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.